Hi, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar, with 13 years of rich experience into healthcare, operations and management in different hospital verticals. Currently, we will be analyzing on what are the external macro environment factors which would affect the hospital and healthcare planning facilities. Let's go ahead and discuss what exactly the external macro environment factors which would be affecting the hospital healthcare facilities. The important and prime factors which would be analyzing into the healthcare facilities would be location. There's an urban and rural importance involved into this. The location of the hospital plays a crucial factor in healthcare planning, especially in the countries like India, where there's a vast diversifications of the area, region, as well as the culture. The challenges in the rural healthcare is basically there are only 60% of Indian population which is residing in villages, whereas rest of the 40% is in the rural, the metro sections of the India. The geographical challenges in India is basically due to hilly and terrain regions, which makes healthcare delivery a difficult task. There are some areas which are natural disaster prone, and that requires a strategic planning for implementation of a healthcare facility. There are recent incidents like flash floods in Uttarakhand, which actually was an eye-opener for an Indian government or a healthcare facility systems to provide a healthcare facility in that region. Rural hospital components, primary healthcare centers and rural hospitals. Government-run facilities focusing on essential and affordable healthcare in rural areas. The aim is to provide integrated curative and preventive healthcare aligning with the Amla Mata conference principles. Functions include medical care, family planning, safe water supply, disease prevention, education and referral services. Community healthcare centers and urban hospitals. Community healthcare centers, basically these are the upgraded PHCs or primary healthcare centers covering larger population with specialists and facilities. Control under the district civil surgeons. So there are some district civil surgeons who are incorporated into the community health centers and which provide the larger sections of the community. Mostly these community health centers are been into practice for district headquarters or the rural headquarters, which we term as a district hospital or a district community center. So basically, this community health centers caters to larger amount of populations. They cater to larger rural population basically. The patients coming for these hospitals are from PHCs. They are converted into the people who need an advanced healthcare facility are being directed directly to the community health centers. Urban hospitals. These are located mostly in the cities, towns, catering to the diverse healthcare needs. Indulge in corporate hospitals, government medical colleges, and specialized institutions. Serve corporate patients through direct admissions, collaborations, and insurance-covered companies. Regionalization of the hospital service. This is need for coordinated care. There's a need for coordinated care. Area-wise selections of crucialness of the effective planning. Basically, what happens is the coordination of the healthcare services at different area based on what exactly healthcare services are to be needed in that particular area are to be taken into consideration. The challenges and complexity of this are there are multiplicity of the ownership and coordination issues between private and public institution. There's also bureaucratic obstacles due to continuous effort positions of the challenges. There is a three-time system in the regional planning. Basically, what happens is there is a local hospital, district hospital and specialized medical center. So, patient or a person particularly goes to a local hospital first. If the assessment is not done properly or probably is not addressed properly or there is a criticality of the disease condition, the patient has been diverted to district hospital or a specialized medical center. Concept of regionalization of the hospital. There is two-way flow. What happens in regionalization of the flow is there's a patient and a service which has been provided. This is done through sharing of a medical staff between the hospital who resists local hospitals and enhances the quality care. Quality and cost aspect. The organization structure in regionalization directly influences the quality and cost of the medical service. General hospital significance. This is ranging from rural to district hospitals. This plays a private role in providing a comprehensive medical care to the community. A general hospital is basically a hospital which would come, which would be either a private or a government organization, and it could be either in a rural headquarters or probably a district headquarters, and this would prove a vital role in serving the community. Comprehensive medical care in general hospital. Basically, the general hospital is designed to provide a comprehensive medical care to the community. Service of this hospital basically aids anything from surgical, obstetric, pediatric, orthopedic, eye, anything which has been offered or probably required by that particular community or that demography in that area. This excludes highly specialized treatment. So when we talk about surgical or obstetric or pediatric, the basic care of the surgical involvement of the services or any department is being provided out there. But when it requires any higher or advanced care, it has to be directed to a better or a bigger institution or a community health center for a betterment. These are the dominant medical facilities. The general hospital is considered as the prototype in describing the planning process for the healthcare facility. So any general hospital is basically the first phase or a first phase of a healthcare in any community or any region diversified across India. Assessment of the hospital services which would be needed basically. Why exactly this assessment of the hospital service would be needed? There would be initial task for assessing the need of the hospital service. Why exactly the hospital service is being needed? And existing healthcare agencies often hold a valuable data. So the local practicing doctors out there in that particular area or local healthcare providers in that area proves a vital data why exactly the need of the hospital is being needed or what exactly service functioning of that hospital has been needed. There is two assessment method, empirical and analytical. Empirical method actually is like past norms and rules of thumbs, as in based on the data which has been collected or probably rudimentary approach of what has been assessed in that particular area, what is the disease conditions prevalent in that area. Based on that empirical method, the need of the hospital services are being formulated. And there is an analytical method. This offers a systematic approach for the problem. The combined approach of both is practical and gives the accurate result. So just to elaborate basically on this empirical and analytical method is a rural area actually catering to the need where people were diagnosed for particular disease condition on a larger scale would give a norm to have that particular hospital service employed in that particular zone. But analytically analyzing what is the upcoming and future development happening in that demographic region and analyzing the thought that probably these are the prevalent disease conditions which might affect in future is the analytical approach. So combining both the approach gives a better service approach for the healthcare facility. Relationship between demand and need of the hospital. So what happens is, what exactly is the demand for the hospital? The example which we were discussing about, let's take a demographic area, a rural region where the prevalent conditions of having a repetitive gastric symptoms or gastric disease conditions due to improper hygiene conditions of water present out in that region, resulting into gastric disorders as a prevalent conditions. But due to having multiple colonizations and industrial functioning out there, the respiratory or the lifestyle disease coming into play, the need of lifestyle disease as well as the respiratory disease demand is possibly supposed to rise in coming future. So a hospital running into both the data, empirical as well as analytical data, going ahead with the setup of multi-specialty hospital with all these gastric, respiratory, cardiac and medicine facilities available into the hospital gives a better understanding. So this estimating a demand and utilizing the statistical data which is there makes a relationship of the hospital or planning of the hospital important. Understanding this demand and the need, the effective demand is being buying by the paying capacity. So understanding the need that there would be a involvement of cardiac patients more or lifestyle disease more, but the paying capacity of the patients is not such that if each and every household might be able to go ahead with the specific plans of paying for a corporate or a private institution. So implementing government strategies and having government involvement into implementing certain plans and strategies like Ayushman Bharat or the state-run programs for providing the need would be an ideal approach to set up a healthcare facility out there. Coverage determinants, availability and accessibility, acceptability of influence coverage. What happens is most of the population out here are diversified in India and in metro region as well as in the rural region, there is the influential coverage which determines the aspects of getting healthcare needs provided to a particular individual. This influential coverage would be either political or through the social environment. Now, availability of this particular coverage determines how exactly the approach of the healthcare is being taken care in that particular diversified segments. Developing countries face challenges with the need surplusing over demand, whereas R is basically there is need, but there is a unleashed demand, which is not been catered. Epidemiology approach in medical care planning. There is scientific evaluation of healthcare evidence that has been provided everywhere. Currently, even government is trying to get information about the lifestyle disease of the persons or habits of the persons incorporated into their system through various means, surveys and product isolations, product influences covered. But the challenge still remains that there is this is not determined or this is not guided in a proper time frame or probably in a proper demographic way. There are certain challenges which are involved into this not getting the timely reports or probably not determining everything in a proper time frame or proper zone is because of some practical or political limitations. The practical limitations basically the data which we are taking is considering only on particular segment of people or probably particular sections of demographic regions. We are not accessible to all regions of the country. And the political limitations due to cultural sentiments, due to regional sentiments and other influences, the data, epidemiological data is not able to collaborate into practical evidence-making approach for a medical care planning. Judgment and calculations. Allocations decisions can solely rely on epidemiological calculations. Judgment plays a due role in practical constraints and political consideration. It acknowledges full epidemiological study may have extended time frames, making immediate decision challenges. This recognizes the political as well as political limitations which may influence resource allocations beyond a particular scope for pure epidemiological data. Factors which influence hospital utilization. There is a significance of consideration basically for influencing the factors which would have a hospital utilization. Multiple factors such as social, economical, educational, culture factors impact the utilization. There is no standard population size for any particular hospital utilization data. District hospital basically serve anywhere between 150,000 to 350,000 people. Whereas factors which are affecting utilization, which would include bed availability, population coverage, age, service and payment method also. There is also a trend basically for housing trends, morbidity patterns, bottlenecks in services, internal organization and public attitudes, which also plays an important role. Understanding these factors aids in effective hospital planning. What happens is basically when we say utilization of the services, there are some sections of the area which has multiple housings or multiple colonizations taking place. There is certain morbidity patterns which are taking place in that particular section. There are certain bottlenecks in services, like certain sections of a community believes in getting healed by a certain section of community itself. So it becomes a society or community challenge to serve the healthcare needs in that particular society. There is an internal organization or a public attitudes. There are certain sections of the society which plays an important or vital role in understanding why exactly certain section of community or religion is not probably taking part in healthcare assessment needs. There is another understanding factor in healthcare factors in understanding the hospital planning is why exactly the particular sections or particular region is divide of healthcare. Is it because of the monetary? Is it because of the availability facilities, or is it because of the technological advancement, or probably not aware about the particular disease conditions? The important and vital aspect in hospital overview is basically funding and financing. Modern hospitals are cost incentives, necessitating the case of financial planning. The sanctioning of the term laws involve extensive documentations and may take several months. Incomplete information can lead to delays and affecting cash flows and project process. For any hospital basically to start its own organization or taking the funding, there is certain aspects or certain regulations in government or banking sector, I would say to be precise, which has to be taken place. There are certain sanctioning or authorities which plays a vital role in anticipating how the cash flow actually flows from the organization to the healthcare sector. And this documentations, if at all it goes into delay or probably it goes into constraints, would affect the project's progress. So anticipating this particular funding and financial aspect of the hospital is a vital part in planning and overviewing of the hospital. The financial needs, both operational as well as capital items, should be anticipated and planned for. Whenever we plan for a healthcare setup, the financial aspect for operational cost and capital items has to be considered. Most of the time, the mistake what most of the healthcare executors do is they just consider the capital investment cost and don't anticipate the operational cost. Operational cost is basically considered for the project under changing assumptions, like 10% decrease in income or probably 1% increase in expenditure. What exactly it would bring into the changes of the particular need of that hospital, and this plays as a sensitive analysis and crucial analysis while evaluating the financial result in varying conditions. The projections of basically of financials of any healthcare depends on the operating cost or operating manual of that particular segment or a healthcare department. What are the cost-benefit analysis in the healthcare programs? Cost-benefit analysis are basically economic benefits compared with the cost of the particular healthcare programs. The challenges in healthcare are as benefit can be expressed purely in monetary. Benefits are typically measured in terms of birth or death preventions, illness avoidance and overcoming of the patients. Unlike other industries, healthcare industry is such an industry where anything can't be quantitatively measured with the quality aspect. The quality aspect is considered to be in determination how the service has been provided. But if we go into the paperwork or paper manner, birth and death preventions, illness avoidance, and overcoming of a specific health issues are considered as the vital aspects. Cost effectiveness for basically understanding the accounting part. This is basically in the terms of achieving how many lives are saved, how many disease-free days were there in the particular area, or what was the specific healthcare outcomes, or how exactly the advances of healthcare disease counteraction was taken place is taken into consideration. There are two basically measures which are being taken into consideration. More applicable in healthcare is our mostly traditional cost benefit analysis, as it focuses more on tangible and measurable health improvements. But there are other tangible untangible accounts where mortality rate, or probably if we say as the patient care aspect, these are also taken into consideration, but these are not evaluated manually or on paper. So these are not taken into consideration while understanding the cost accounting. This helps in evaluating, basically the tangible accounts helps in evaluating the effectiveness of the healthcare interventions based on actual impact on the patient's lives and well-being. This also provides an essential data of cost structure for health programs, offering detailed insight into financial aspect of the health service. It aids in cost control by identifying the areas where expenses can be optimized. Assists in resource allocation, ensuring the financial resources are distributed effectively to meet the needs of the different aspects of the health program. This also supports in pricing strategy for cost reimbursement, also helps in healthcare providers are setting reasonable charges for the service while covering the operational cost. Economic techniques in healthcare planning, input and output analysis. Economic techniques is examining the relationship between inputs, that is resources which are being taken, which have been incorporated into the health system, and outputs, the healthcare outcomes which are being taken into consideration. This shows the resource which are being needed to be to produce the specific healthcare outcomes. So basically what happens is how exactly we are going ahead with what has been given to the society and what exactly outcome we are taking out from the society. Systematic approach basically focuses on the cost effectiveness of available alternatives, analyzing various health system and considering the independent subsystem. There are various health system which are available, probably rudimentary, and there are some technological advances which have been taking place. This act as an independent subsystem in the society. Planning and program budgeting system, basically PPBS, which what we call as, this makes into decision making system for allocating resources effectively. There is a zero budget approach ensures justification of every budget on year to year basis. Requirements of funds and project cost estimation. Every organization or every project requires a budget for their estimation. There is to be an estimation which is being given for funding. This funding would be long term. The long term fundings are the major assets during initial years. The source include promoters' contribution, operating profit, as well as long term loans and leasing the company. Whereas there is also a part where there is short term funding. This basically short term funding is basically used for current expenses like staff payment and capital incomes. Source of financing. for having this budget, there would be different source of financing which would be done either through promoters, state or local governments, or through banks and financial institutions. There would be also a disinvestment from non-performing assets. So basically, the institutions or probably the assets which are not performing. Let's say, for example, a hospital entity which has a CT scan machine which is not giving an optimum result. Probably they might sell out that CT scan machine to outsource unit, and this would create a source of financing. This is disinvestment of a non-performing assets. Project cost breakdown. Estimating a hospital construction cost using per bed method. So when we calculate a hospital budgeting construction cost, it is based on per bed. Ideal NABH norm says that there is a requirement of 100 square foot space for per bed, but due to the space constraint, NABH has reduced it in rural area and in urban area to 80 square feet per bed. Detailed breakdown includes acquisition of site, construction, supervision and equipment and professional fees.